delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
Melbourne Cup was yesterday. The winning jockey of Twilight Payment, Jai McNeil. He was a very eloquent man who came out and spoke about the joy after the race. He said this about his wife and brand new bub.
I hope she was cheering, but I'm hoping also that Oakley was awake. He probably could have been asleep, but talking about them really makes me emotional, and I'm sure they're very happy.
Do you think it's changed you as a jockey becoming a dad?
I don't think so, not too much. Obviously, that's away from work, and Jess does a fantastic job with him, but I couldn't be more proud to be a dad.
He is a first-time dad, and that happened this year. It was also his first ride in the Melbourne Cup and to take out the trophy. Imagine that.
So he took it out, first ride, Melbourne Cup. That horse wasn't a favourite, by the way.
No, and it paid ridiculously.
Yeah, I know. I wish I got on it. That would have been amazing.
But it has been a tough year for so many people with COVID. I completely understand where people are coming from with small business and everything like that, being able to survive a shutdown and lockdown period. I know what that is like personally. I lost my job earlier this year in Sydney due to COVID, and I had to move back down to Melbourne because of it. So I understand the hardship that people are going through and the stress that, you know, not having an income can cause. But I just wanted to highlight his joy yesterday, really highlighted for me. I love that some people are having the year of their lives this year.
Yeah, I know. Some people are, yeah.
And for me, that's kind of makes this year absolutely worth it, because I think we should celebrate that those people. If you are having the year of your life this year, you know, if something's gone right, or you've bought a new horse, or if you've picked up a new job that you've been wanting to have for ages, you know, good on you. I want to celebrate you, because it kind of makes my year better as well, knowing that there are people absolutely smashing this year and having, you know, a really good year.
Yeah, we can vicariously live through them.
Exactly.
I think this year is picking up. Like, you and I are both employed.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I've said that from the beginning. We're lucky to have jobs.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of people out there that that have lost their jobs, or reduced hours at least, that are really struggling. My sister's one of them. She's in Sydney and she's really struggling. She's trying to pick up casual work where she can, but she's got to put a baby into daycare as well, and that costs
it's
so much
hard,
money.
It's hard, isn't it?
There are people out there really doing it tough. So I agree with you. Let's celebrate the wins while we can, because this year has sucked.
Absolutely. So, yeah, really happy for Jai McNeil with his win and his celebration of his first race of the Melbourne Cup with his baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, Jai McNeil.
Exposed. In entertainment, the US election is currently underway. Selena Gomez, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Samuel L. Jackson, Kourtney Kardashian, Katy Perry, the list goes on. Lizzo as well. They're all among celebrities encouraging Americans to get out to the polls and vote.
I need to talk to people who don't have a plan to vote, are undecided, people who are unsure if they even believe in voting at all. I believe no matter how you feel right now about the election, you are still accountable. If you want to change this system, if you want this country to be different than it is right now, you have got to participate in this election.
Listen up. If 2,500 of you head to my head count link to make sure you're hashtag good to vote, I will teach you to swear in 15 different languages.
Thank you.
I love Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, thank you for that, Samuel. Lady Gaga has been quite vocal in her support for Joe Biden and the Democrats, whilst Donald Trump cannot even pronounce the name of his celeb supporters.
One of the big superstars of the world, Little Pimp.
That's meant to be Little Pump, the rapper.
Man, if he gets voted out, I'm going to miss Donald Trump. Whatever you say about him as a politician, he's hilarious.
He does say some really dumb stuff.
He does, and it's so funny. So funny. I'm going to miss it.
The secret sound.
Do you know what it is?
Our secret sound jackpots every day, which means that we are up to $550 cash to spend at Domain Electrical and Computers in Maitland. Our secret sound is this.
Oh, what is that?
We've had some good guesses this week.
Yeah,
we've had a pen. What have we had? A
running fingers up a blind, which I thought was so close.
Yeah.
Winding up a toy car, printer replacing the paper in a printer.
A drill we had yesterday.
Yeah, a impact drill.
That's the one. But give us a call right now, 654-11981. If you think you know what it is, we've got Daniel from Willow Tree on the line. How are you going, Dan?
Good, thanks.
What are you up to today?
Not too bad.
Are you on the way to work?
That's where I'm going, yes.
Oh, no. Where are you working?
I'm working at a coal mine.
Are you working at a coal mine?
Yeah.
So long hours, hard work?
Oh, not really.
Oh, great.
Not hard work.
Excellent. Okay, that's good to hear.
Well, let's see if we can get you some cash to spend at Domain Electrical and Computers. What do you reckon this sound is? We'll play it one more time.
Well, I was going to say, full start, one of those nitro cars, but I think it's already been dead.
We had pulling a wind-up, like a wind-up toy car, but what was your one specifically?
Pulling one of those nitro motors, those petrol-operated ones.
Oh, like a petrol RC car?
Yeah, that's them.
Daniel, that's not it. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
But good guess, though.
Yep.
All right, enjoy the coal mine today.
I'm going straight there.
All right, enjoy it, buddy. Let's go to Muswellbrook. Will's there. How you doing this morning, Will?
Not too bad, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. What are you up to this morning?
Just on the way to work, mate.
And where's that?
Up at Hunt and Bell.
Oh, awesome. What do you do there?
Some of the cheeses I make up there.
Stop it.
A cheese maker. Is there a profession? Like, what do you call that? A cheeser?
A cheeser.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't really have a name, but as good as the job, you know.
Well, you guys are good. You are good at your job, because didn't you guys win an award recently for your ash brie?
Yeah, the other day, they picked up an award, which is always good.
Congratulations, man. Was that you're behind that?
Nah, that wasn't me. That was someone else.
Oh, I'll take credit for it anyway. So I make all the cheese at Hunter Bell, mate. Oh, well, yeah. You did a good job, man. It's we love it up there. Do you reckon you know what the secret sound is?
I don't know. I might have a guess.
Okay.
Is it a tape gun?
Oh.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That's a good guess.
Where you put the tape gun onto the box and then
you
pull
drag it.
You drag it. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Let's hear it again. It sounds exactly like that.
Because it ticks over.
Yeah. But Will, it's not it. I'm sorry.
Stewart.
Yeah, Stewart. Sorry, buddy. I mentioned this a couple of days ago, Dana, but as you know, I'm on the dating apps.
Yes, you are. Avid dater on those apps, I've learned.
Avid dater on Bumble and Tinder. That seems to work the best in Hunter Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone okay so far. Like, I haven't actually gone on any dates yet.
Yeah, but you've made connections.
I've made connections and I've exchanged numbers and we've taken it off. This is with a few girls.
Uh-oh. You're going to put your foot in your mouth here.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Oh, really?
Because I think I did it last night. So I've exchanged numbers with this chick and we've taken it off Tinder and we're just messaging.
Does that mean it's leveled up if you've taken it off the apps?
Well, look, I'm pretty new to it all. I don't really know the lingo or the jargon. I guess it's leveled up a little bit. Your next step, after you exchange numbers, your next step is to then meet.
Okay.
So she lives in Tamworth. So it's a little bit far away, about an hour and a half away. And I said, look, I'm not going to be able to get up there for a couple of weekends. Do you want to just have a chat over the phone?
Yeah, great.
And she was up for it. And by the way, this girl isn't shy on the text message. Isn't shy at all. Like, really.
So can use her words. She's great.
Great.
Writing.
We always have a chat. We chat all day. I'm always asking, how's your day?
Yeah, I know. Well,
yeah.
You're on the phone all of the time.
Well, I'm trying to keep up with it all. Anyway, I called her last night for the first time and... I can chat with anyone. I have no problem with that. But she, and I thought maybe because the impression that I got over the text message was that she was on for a chat too.
Yeah.
But she's not. She's very shy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very shy.
In what way? As in she won't even talk on the other end of the phone?
Just
or?
Like it almost came across like she was disinterested. I would say, hey, how you doing? How was your day? Good.
Oh, like a child.
Not like a child, dating a child. No, just very shy, very not as talkative as she was over text message. You know how some people are really talkative over text, but they're not as talkative in face-to-face?
Does that mean you have to overcompensate? You kind of have to, like,
well,
like squeezing blood out of a stone? You have to...
A little bit. So what happened was, and I don't know why I did this, so stupid, but because I had to overcompensate and because I was talking, I just kept saying all these really embarrassing things. Like, because I just kept on going. It was like a torrent. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, and then I got in trouble in high school for this, like, telling her what I got suspended for in high school.
15 years ago.
I know. And then I was like, oh, I got a speeding fine the other day. And she's like, that's not very attractive. Do you speed? And I'm like, oh, didn't mean to. Like, I just got done. It was only 10 Ks over. It was 1 point. Like,
yeah, the one sentence you can get out of her is, did you speed?
Yeah, but that's... And I honestly put my foot in my mouth, but it was only because she wasn't talking. I just kept going a million miles an hour, putting my foot in my mouth.
I can completely relate to this because I do the same thing at... I feel like I do the same thing at job interviews, or I went to a house inspection last night, and rather than let a lull happen in the conversation, I'll fill it with words because I think that that's less awkward. And sometimes you do put your foot in your mouth because you're just motor mouthing all the time and you can't, you know, I don't know how to shut up.
Yeah, I know. I have that. That was the problem I had last night with this girl. Anyway, I hung up the phone and I sent her a message and I was like, I'm so sorry. Thanks for listening to all of my stories. And I expected this text back going like, oh, look, I don't think you should come up to Tamworth for a weekend.
No.
But she texted back. She's like, no, enjoy your stories. It was nice to chat. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. It was okay.
Good luck with that one.
Oh, we'll see how she is face to face.
Yeah, what if she's like that in person?
Oh, I'm doomed.
Was Melbourne Cup Day yesterday. I was chatting to a mate of mine, Sam, last night. He visited his mum for Cup Day, had a few beers at her place, and got the telling off of his life.
How old's your mate?
So he's 25.
Okay, so adult.
Went over to his mum's place. They have like a garden bed next to their new set like a, it's like a deck, but it's made of pavers. And he picked up a stone, don't ask me why, from the garden bed and accidentally dropped it, hit one of the pavers, brand new. She's so proud of this outdoor area.
Yeah.
It split the paver in half and he got the absolute telling off of his life.
Did he get grounded?
Could you imagine? Straight to your room.
Those my parents are really into gardening and stuff, and those pavers are expensive.
Brand new, like not a week old as well.
And hard to replace.
Like, exactly, exactly. So I want to know if you've been told off as an adult by your parents.
Yeah, our number 654-11981 if you want to join the show this morning.
But I had a case. I moved back home after I lost my job earlier this year and moved back in with my parents. And I got a budgerigar when I was down in Melbourne, something to keep me company. And I've trained him and stuff like that. So he sits on my shoulder when I'm making, you know, lunch or whatever as I walk around the house. And he's the cutest little pal. But he does little poos on your shoulder, but they're tiny, but they just slip off your shoulder and they might fall on the floor. And my mum hates it. So right before I left to move up here, I got a blasting from her.
You got a serve?
Here comes your badge! And she hated it.
Hold on, you said, I just picked up on something. You said that you have your bird on your shoulder while you're cooking?
Well, yeah, the tail sits at the back. The poo doesn't go into the food? No.
Okay.
No, no.
Are you sure?
Slides off the back, not the forward.
Okay.
Unless I've been eating it, aren't I? That's weird.
The big three.
Baraba Hunters Toyota Specialists for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Oh, my favourite part of the morning when Jessica Rouse from the newsroom comes into the studio. Hello.
Hello.
Morning, guys. Why is that your favourite bit?
Well, first of all, I'm surrounded by women. That's awesome.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And I love Jess Rouse.
Okay.
You know that? I think I'm in love with Jess Rouse.
Oh, get out.
No, oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just saying.
Don't say then.
Oh.
We're about to have a D&M, I think.
She's smart, beautiful. It's great.
Oh. Okay, moving on. Jess, what have we got?
Don't make it awkward like that.
Well, let's start with someone who's been arrested for murder. That's a complete change of subject.
Wow.
There's been a man arrested at Muswellbrook yesterday and charged with the murder of a bikie gang member out in the Central West. There's already been 8 people arrested over this particular murder earlier this year. There was a 60-year-old man found inside a home with a gunshot wound. So police have been investigating, set up a strike force. As I said, already arrested 8 people. And the 9th was a 35-year-old man at Muswellbrook yesterday, and he'll be facing Muswellbrook Court today.
So it's a big day in the United States.
It is a huge day. Everyone is going to the polls. Apparently record numbers despite, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic.
Which is so nice because it's not compulsory to vote over there. So people are being proactive about their country's leadership.
Yeah, it's so weird that it's not compulsory to vote over there. I think that's strange. Because you get fined if you don't vote.
Exactly.
Here. Yeah.
I feel like, are we going to start a vote or not vote debate? But, like, I feel like having the choice to go and vote is kind of better than being forced to, because you get people voting who don't really know. And
I think it's our responsibility to educate ourselves about who we're voting for.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people in Australia do the donkey vote.
Yes.
So there's a lot of people that don't really know what they're voting for.
Yeah.
And
which just means that you don't vote. You just put in your ballot with an empty card.
Or usually they draw a doodle on it.
All that, yes.
Yeah. No, like literally, like, I
is
think
that how
last...
you've been voting?
No. Okay. Last election, there was like 15,000 doodles drawn on ballot papers.
I kid you not.
It's pretty funny.
Tragic.
But I don't know if that's happening in the United States.
Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But apparently a lot of the states have already closed their polls and started to count, but it could still be a few days until we actually have a proper result.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because... when will we find out that who the president is? Is it going to be Donald Trump or Sleepy Joe? When are we going to know?
Well, apparently it's going to be a few days because there's been a huge number of people mail in their votes,
right.
So they've got to get all of those counted. There was early voting as well. It could take days, could take weeks by the time everyone counts everything.
Okay, US election is important, but not as important as KFC.
This is gripper.
This is right up my alley. What's going on?
So just important as KFC's State of Origin, which of course kicks off tonight. And ahead of tonight's game, KFC has released red and blue buns for State of Origin. They've gone all out to celebrate.
So if we see Harry walk into work with a Joker grin on his face, he's had one of each.
Yeah, I'm just covered in buns. Yeah, exactly. There's one right near my house, Jessica Rouse, and I drive past it every day and I'm so tempted. Every day I'm like, I could just get wicked wings. It's so good. Thank you so much for the big three. And I'm sorry for that. Was that harassment before?
It could have been.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Depends if she decides
workplace
to escalate
harassment.
It, Harry. Yeah.
Don't go to HR, please.
You better behave yourself.
Exposed. In entertainment news, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has already re-entered the top 100 charts 2 months out from the big Christmas Day.
Oh, I'm ready for it, everyone. I'm so into Christmas. This is going to be amazing.
Oh, I didn't know this about you.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear that news. We should be playing that already. We should be smashing the Christmas
carols.
Too
soon for the Christmas carols.
No way.
It's actually predicted to rocket up the charts as December 25th approaches. It was not originally released as a single, so it wasn't allowed to enter the charts when it was released, but it hit the charts 25 years later last year when she released a deluxe edition of the track. But way too soon for Christmas carols. I used to work in retail, so I think Christmas carols should be played the 4 days leading up to Christmas, and that is it.
Poor retail workers during Christmas. That must be torture for you guys.
Horrendous. On repeat from October even.
See, I get into Christmas a lot and I love Christmas carols. I love that whole Mariah Carey album. I reckon it's a great Christmas record. The Michael Bublé Christmas album, amazing. Rod Stewart Christmas album. I pull them all out. Like start of December, I'm into the Christmas carols.
Well, it's not the start of December, so I don't think anybody should be playing Christmas carols yet.
I wonder if we speak to the boss, we can play one early.
Please don't.
I'll speak to him about it today.
I'm currently looking for a house. I haven't even been in the Hunter Valley for a week yet. I've been looking for the past week online. I've been messaging people on, you know, Gumtree and stuff. And I've had a few rejections and I've taken them quite personally. I don't not understand how you can judge someone without even meaning them. So the Hunter Valley must think that I'm a really bad housemate.
You're a horror housemate.
And I have an issue with that because I'm clean, I'm tidy, I'm not that... Well, I'm loud, but not all the time.
You're definitely loud.
So I want to prove to the hunter that I'm actually a really great housemate. So I've got my mum on the phone. Because okay. I've lived with my mum before, obviously growing up, but then when I lost my job, I moved back to Melbourne and back in with my parents earlier this year. So she's going to tell you what a great housemate I am.
So your mum lived with you as an adult as well, not just as a kid.
Yes.
What's your mum's name?
Kathy.
She's on the line, I think.
Yes.
Are you going to be okay if I ask her some questions just on behalf of future landlords here in the Hunter Valley? Just some questions about you, and then maybe she can paint a picture.
That's fine, because I'm assuming she's going to be lovely. Hey, Mum. Now, Harry's going to throw me under the bus probably, and he's going to ask you all these bad questions and I just want you to tell him that I'm a really good person to live with. Is that right?
That's true, yes. Easy.
Kathy, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, but you have to answer them honestly because we have to determine whether Dana will be a good housemate or not. So you can't answer this as a mother. You have to answer them as someone who's lived with Dana before.
Okay, great. I will.
Kathy, was Dana clean and tidy?
Yes, most of the time.
Most of the time. Please tell me more.
Well, it depended.
Did you have to clean up after her a lot?
She wasn't allowed to go out unless her room was tidy.
Okay. Oh, this is me as a 16-year-old, me as like a 26-year-old, though.
I was talking to your mum. Is this not a time for you to defend yourself?
As a 26-year-old, yes. She's very tidy.
She was better.
Yeah, much better. She's like matured a bit.
So how did you find her? Like, did you find her easy to get along with in the house?
Oh yeah, all the time. She was great. She cleans up after herself. She does the dishes for us. She's very, very clean and tidy.
Okay. You are under oath here, so you need to answer honestly.
I swear on the Bible. Yes.
Okay. All right. Last question. We work pretty long hours. So what do you think Dana's like when she's tired?
Uh-oh.
When she's tired. Well, as long as she doesn't come out of her room, she's fine.
Okay, so for the future landlord or lady, Dana just needs to stay in her room, is what you're saying.
Very compliant that way, yes.
Okay.
Okay, that wasn't so bad. Thanks, Mum.
No, easy to live with. Beautiful girl.
Okay.
Aw, thanks, Mum. Love you.
Thanks, Kathy. So good to speak to you.
She'll be an asset to anybody's house.
Yes, see? Mum's on board.
Yeah, well, your mum has to say that because she's worried that you'll be homeless. That's why.
No. She'd be great in anybody's house.
Okay. Well, we'll find out, I suppose.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Good to chat.
Okay. Bye.
All right. There she goes. Your mum's cute, by the way. Gorgeous.
She's lovely.
If you have just joined us, that was Dana's mum giving us a testimony that you set up on the phone to how good a housemate you could be.
I didn't give her a script or anything.
There's a few questions I couldn't ask your mum, though. Like, I wouldn't dare.
Like what?
Oh, just a few questions about, like, how you live and your lifestyle.
Okay.
I can ask those questions to a former roommate of yours, though, who we've managed to track down.
Harry!
From Sydney, when you lived in Sydney. Harry. We managed to track down your former roommate. We're going to ask them some questions about what kind of housemate you are.
God.
We'll do it after Shawn Mendes. This is the latest from him. It's called Wonder, 27 minutes past 8. You're on the air with Harry and Dana this morning. Good morning, Hunter Valley. I've just joined us. Dana's struggling to find a place to live. She's only just moved to the Hunter Valley on Friday last week, I think it was.
Yeah, I've just been here just under a week, and I actually have been messaging people, you know, on the flatmates websites, and I've been rejected a couple of times without having even met people. They were just like, nah, this is not the place for you, or we're not interested, or flat out, Nah.
That, the last one hurts. So you thought it'd be a good idea to perhaps get a testimony from your mum, Kathy.
Yeah, and I reckon she said pretty nice things.
To what kind of housemate you yeah. were when you lived at home with your yeah. parents. There was a few questions I couldn't ask your mum that I can ask your former roommate, Ranelle, who we've tracked down
in
Sydney.
I don't understand how you have her number.
We tracked her down. She works in radio. It's a small world, Dana.
That is true. Damn it.
We tracked her down. We're going to ask her a couple of questions. Her name's Ranelle. She used to live with Dana. She's on the line. Ranelle, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Hey, say nice things, please.
So you guys are still talking. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Expect a check in the mail.
Yep.
So, Ranelle, paint us a picture. What was Dana like to live with when you guys lived together in Sydney?
Well, she's a lot of energy. So she's very bubbly and a lot of energy, which I don't have. She's very domestic, which I am not. But she cooks some weird stuff. Like, she'll put anything together.
I don't think it's that weird.
Like, weird smelly stuff? Like, it stinks the whole kitchen out?
Anything, yeah. Like, and just random stuff together. Like, she'll even have pasta and rice together, which just...
Oh, you know, like, leftovers. You just chuck them in. I mean, it all goes in your pie hole anyway. Who cares?
So, you know, that was the only probably weird thing about her. But other than that, she's pretty good.
Okay, so apart from that one weird thing, she was okay to live with?
Yeah.
I couldn't ask her mum this question, but does she bring boys home?
Well, she couldn't for that because we had an older housemate as well.
Yeah.
Who was my mother.
Okay, that would put a stop to that.
Yep, absolutely. Considering I was sleeping on the couch for a little while, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been a bit weird, you know, if I come out in the morning and, oh, hello, goodbye.
And there's a walk of shame, okay. Okay, well, you might have already answered this next question, but does she like to party? Is she social? Did she like to come home and have a drink?
She's so social.
Yeah?
She's so, so, so very social. She's an extrovert through and through.
What about?
So she's a lot of fun.
What about partying though? Was there any parties thrown?
She said, "I'm a lot of fun. Just take that and run with it, all right?"
Oh, I just want to know if you're a party animal. People are going to want to know this if they want to live with you, Dana.
I'm getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning. I am not a party animal.
Okay, Ranelle, you join us on the line. You used to live with Dana. Did she love a party on the weekends?
Yeah, but not when she was doing breakfast hours.
See, I'm a gem.
Very different type of Dana.
You're defending her, okay.
Yes, see, keep your friends close.
Okay. Ranelle, so final question, you would definitely live with Dana again?
Yeah.
Don't pause.
There was a hesitation there.
Oh, God.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.